The conference is now being recorded.
Good afternoon, and I would like to welcome everyone to the Jupiter Mines Q1 call. Today we have Jupiter Chief Executive Officer Priyank Thapliyal to provide a brief update on the first quarter of the 2019 financial year, and then we will open up to questions from callers. Please go ahead, Priyank.
Thanks, Tammy. Well, firstly, I would like to welcome everyone to the first quarter call of Jupiter Mines. As everyone knows, we just completed our listing about 2 months ago, and it is a great pleasure on behalf of the Jupiter board and management for me to be presenting the first set of results, which I think most people will concur are much better than anyone's expectations. So I think as both Brian and myself have said all along, it's a very simple operation. It's a big hole in the ground, and it's largely up to the management team how they can take advantage of the market and deliver the tons at as low a cost as possible. Our business plan for this financial year is to deliver 3.3 million tons at FOB cost of around $2.20, including the royalties. And the first quarter results basically are on track to achieve that result. In fact, what I can say is that our budget for the first quarter in terms of the mining and processing was 780,000 tons. Against that, we have delivered 915,000 tons, so higher than what the budget was. And it's largely to take advantage of the market as we have enough stockpiles available. We are in a position to either truck or rail and sell it into the market so that we can capitalize on the market and make more money for the shareholders, which we can pay out as distributions every 6 months. The same thing happened in logistics. Our plan for this quarter was about 770,000 tons. We railed about 970,000 tons, so roughly 200,000 tons ahead of market. And again, it's largely to make sure that we've got enough stockpiles available both at the mine and the port to basically take advantage of the market. The 200,000 tons which we had achieved in this quarter ahead of the business plan, about 150,000 tons was on the road, which, as we all know, is the higher cost logistics, but that's what we basically have to rely on as the Transnet contracts are more or less agreed and secure. But we were able to get about 30,000-40,000 extra on the rail. So in terms of the shipping, which is what the number which drives sales and the profits and the cash flow of the company, our plan for this first quarter was around 760,000 tons, and we shipped and sold around 925,000 tons, so roughly around 170,000 tons ahead of the budget. And it was largely driven by about 100,000 tons of low-grade product which we sold, which is the product which we rely on, which is readily available at the mine and the port in what I call milking the cow when the market is hot. That's what we try to move because it's already mined, it's already paid for, the cost associated with is just the logistics cost, and anything which we can achieve above that, which in this market is substantially a very strong margin, we basically try to move those tons. But above and beyond that, we were also able to put 2 additional ships of high-grade lumpy product, which is roughly around 80,000 tons, into the market. So that resulted in the numbers which you have seen in our accounts, which were also released as part of the quarterly, with the cash in the bank being about 1.7 billion rand. And as I said, it was largely a function of us moving about 170,000 tons of extra volume compared to the budget. The costs are largely in line. What we projected is what we have achieved. The only place where it has gone up is we have to pay higher royalties because the market is much more stronger and we've moved much more tons. But as far as the cost is concerned, the cost is under control. In fact, there are only 2 parameters on which we incentivize and reward the chippy management, and that is to achieve and exceed the production and to achieve the cost. And if they can reduce the cost, that's basically one of the key determinants of their bonus, and if they can exceed the production, that's the other key component of their bonus. So everything is on track. The cost cutting, which we have highlighted previously, around 250 million rand, of cost cutting. That's again on track. All the projects which we had highlighted in the prospectus are underway. We are looking at the in-pit mining, so the mine plan is being optimized. The conveyor to connect and reduce the materials handling cost, which also leads to generation of fines, is also on track. The ESCOM project, which will reduce our power costs, is also on track. And in fact, we have been able to achieve around 300,000 tons extra on the trains, which is around 70 million rands of cost savings on the logistics. And as we have flagged time and again, 50% of our cost structure is basically the inland logistics. So on an FOB basis, we are tracking what we had basically identified and presented to the shareholders when we met them about 2 months ago. So logistics, again, just to repeat, we are 200,000 tons ahead of target, and it's largely because we see the market being where it is, and if it is where it is, we want to be in a position to sell the tons in this market. So if you look at broadly the numbers against the budget, we are much ahead of the plan. And it is quite likely that we might be able to exceed the 3.3 million tons target, although I wouldn't say that the first quarter will determine what we do throughout the year, but it's a good marker as to what the operating philosophy of the management team is. And as I just now mentioned, we are very keen to increase our rail allocation. We are working with Transnet to come up with proprietary ideas so that we can get more tons on the train compared to the rail. And every ton which we move from the rail to the from the road to the rail saves us about 250 rands per ton. So that's the biggest cost saving which we are focused on, and that's basically the target of the management team. And again, as we said last year in the financial year 2018, we were the biggest exporter of manganese out of South Africa. And that still remains the case based on the first quarter numbers which we have compiled. And I think the South African manganese is going to be in demand. The Transnet rail and port capacity basically puts the constraint on how much can be shipped, and the roads are also constrained in terms of how much they can take from the mines, which are 1,000 kilometers inland from the port. So that is the big debottlenecking which needs to be done. It will take years to do that. So the demand for the South African ore is going to increase because the Chinese low-grade production is going down, and the pollution is also putting restrictions on how much they can consume of their domestic production. And the only place where this can come out easily is from South Africa, but it's constrained by the Transnet rail and port. So that's a very interesting dynamics between supply and demand, and I think that will probably keep the price close to where it is for the foreseeable future. So in what it basically means in terms of the shareholders is, as I've said time and again, the only thing which I focus on is how much money we can put into the shareholders' pocket. And I think an announcement was put out last week. It's again been reiterated in this announcement that we expect around 900 million rands to flow from South Africa into our Australian entity. My understanding is that we have to pay some withholding tax in South Africa, and there might be a small tax payable in Australia, but when all that is netted off, we should have close to, I think, Australia $80 million to pay out to the shareholders as part of the distribution for the first half. We have already sold the product for end of August, and I think the production is going fine. So while the risk is always there, and that's why we have said it's subject to market conditions, from where I sit, I think the likelihood of that happening is fairly high. So I think that's largely what I wanted to say about the first quarter operations, that we are better than budget, the numbers are very strong, and all that basically reflects in how much money we plan to pay out to the shareholders as part of the first half distribution. With that, I think I'm open to questions.
Thank you so much, Priyank. So good afternoon. My name's Tammy. I'm from Express Virtual Meetings to conduct your question and answer session. Guests are invited to ask questions by pressing star 1 on your telephone keypad now. So that is star one if you would like to ask a question. You will be placed in the queue. Please listen for your name and I will introduce you through to the call. And we do have a question from Mark. Mark's from Foster Stockbroking. Please go ahead, Mark.
Yes, hi Priyank. Yeah, just a couple of questions. Firstly, on the low grade ore, what percentage did that comprise of your production and sales? And also, do you expect to see continuing low grade exports in the current quarter that we're in? And secondly, just on the distribution to the Jupiter shareholders, have you decided on if that's going to be in the form of a dividend and or buyback? Any thoughts there and when you might make a final decision? Thanks.
Thanks, Mark. So I think in response to your first question, we shipped about 170,000 tons ahead of the budget, so we sold 925,000 tons. The plan was to sell about 755,000 tons. And out of that, about 102,000 tons came from the low-grade product, which, as I said, is already lying there. It's already been paid for. And as long as the logistics cost is substantially lower than the price which we can achieve in the market, we try to move those tons because that is the best use of our working capital and our resources. If we have to mine the high-grade product, that locks in a much higher amount of our working capital. So 102,000 tons of that was that. And about 70,000 tons was of the high-grade product. And I think it's fair to say that if the market remains strong, we will try to sell more and more of the low-grade product because the market is there, the margins are much more stronger, and the working capital required is substantially less.
Yes,
And in
thank you.
Terms of the dividend versus buyback, again, we haven't made that call, but as you and the others would recall, we have done the past few distributions in terms of buyback, so there might be a limitation on how much we can do in terms of the buyback. But that call still needs to be made. My gut feeling is that it most likely will be in the form of a dividend.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you for your question. Just a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press star one on your telephone keypad now. At this time, we have no further questions, Priyank.
Well, in that case, I would like to thank all of you for dialing into the call and being a supporter of Jupiter. So I think we have our AGM in the next few weeks, at which unfortunately I won't be there, but our chairman Brian and the rest of the board will be there to meet you and answer any more questions you may have. Thank you so much for your time.